been 30 years since psychiatrists began using the term seasonal affective disorder. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, as we inch toward the shortest day of the year, a lack of light can lead to what is debilitating seasonal depression for some people.
According to the American Academy of Family Physicians, about 5% of Americans suffer from this winter depression. Another 20% have a milder form of the ailment. Syracuse University Psychological Services Center Director Afton Kapusinski says while there is some conflicting research about the cause, one thing is clear. Our circadian rhythm becomes messed up when fall turns to winter because as dawn comes later in the day, hormones that maintain sleep stay in our system longer.
And so what you can imagine is if you have more of those available, one of these is called melatonin, which is produced in a gland in your brain. What that causes is someone to maybe feel like they have less energy, be more likely to sleep longer or to want to sleep longer. And these are, of course, things that we associate with depression.
Kapusinski says when these feelings interfere with daily life, that's the most severe form of seasonal affective disorder, and therapy is recommended. Doctors can prescribe light therapy and exercise. And Kapusinski says for people who may have a milder form of winter blues, just getting outside in the light, especially earlier in the day, combined with exercise, can help. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.